Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules.
Well, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Show. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California, and I want to thank you for joining me on another exciting show, and that we have got a really, really terrific Law of Attraction show for you today that you're going to find so much fun. Today we have Australian Donna Merkich, a popular spiritual intuitive and author of a fabulous book called The New Chapter, A New Chapter. Donna has graciously agreed to answer a few phone calls, too, from our listeners. So if you would like to ask Donna a personal question you're having about an issue or something, please feel free to call 718-508-9405, and we will try to put you through, although it looks like, boy, the switchboard is really lighting up here. But before we talk to Donna real fast, just let me mention that next week we are bringing on another Australian, John James, PhD, a wonderful energy psychology expert and the author of The Great Field, Soul at Play in a Conscious Universe. Dr. James is really amazing as he puts together fascinating and accurate science evidence on the power of the soul. Really, really going to be a great show, too, so I hope you tune in. I also want to remind the listeners that Law of Attraction Radio Network has really, really, really taken off. Next month, we're bringing on 3 new weekly shows for you. You know, I just got a new cell phone and discovered that I can now download all of Law of Attraction Radio Network shows to my phone. So everywhere I go, regardless of where I am, any place where I can get reception, I can easily play the latest show. I never have to listen to mainstream media again, only the shows that keep me plugged into creating the future of my choice. And it's working. All you need to do is simply go to iTunes or just download it from the RSS button on the media player on Law of Attraction Radio Network host page and download it to your computer and then to your phone. Just remember Law of Attract talkradio.com. That's Law of Attract talkradio.com, where you can unplug your mind from the fear and plug your mind into creating your own reality, and that's what the show is about. So, I'm just so excited that we get to talk to Donna. She is coming to us live from Peru. Hi, Donna. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Hi, Jules. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Boy, we were just talking right before the show, and we're just sitting here in total amazement. She's sitting in her hotel room in Peru with the Wi-Fi, yes, and her laptop, and she has some of the most amazing stories about her traveling, and she's been doing it. So I got to tell you, well, first of all, I met you last August at a seminar in L.A., so I know that you've been traveling around in the U.S., and then you've gone to South America. How exciting. Tell me about it. It's so much fun.
It is. Well, last year, my partner and I, you know, we were thinking about traveling and we were thinking about going to a few places. And, you know, the idea just dawned on us and said, well, you know, because Australia is just so far from the rest of the world, we thought, well, why don't we just go for, you know, as long as we can go? And we tuned in and we asked for guidance, as we do, and we got to the number 15 months, and we certainly didn't have funds for 15 months, but we completely trusted, because I thought, I can't do this line of work and talk about the law of attraction and not live it. So really, this is kind of an experiment in the law of attraction and just how far we can take it. And, you know, we left Australia middle of the year, last year, end of June, and we travelled throughout the US for about 6 months, and just amazing stories of our time there and the synchronicities and the magic and miracles that happened to allow us to keep travelling. And then at the end of the year, we flew on down to Chile, to South America, and we've been, yeah, travelling through South America for the last couple of months, and we landed in Peru just a few days ago. So, yeah, as you said, it's amazing. Technology is allowing us that we can do this, that we can travel, and I can be talking to you from my laptop using Wi-Fi, and, you know, as I said, you know, so close to Machu Picchu, and here I am with, you know, a laptop in my lap talking to you. It's really, for me, it's just mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing, but it's incredible to think that you really haven't planned your finances down to the T, and exactly where you're going to be at a certain time, at a certain place. You've had the exact freedom to figure out and to fully live life.
Exactly, right? Exactly. It's exactly true. And, you know, I love that we're doing this, because I know a lot of people listening have their own dreams, and their dreams may be to travel, but their dreams may be something else that requires finances. And I can really say with 100%, you know, conviction in my heart and knowing that, you know, build it and they will come. Just like in the movie, if you put it out there and you make a decision, right, I'm going to go to college, or I'm going to go do that course, or I'm going to go do that travel trip, that whatever you need to support you will come. It will. It is a given. We have experienced so much evidence of this that no one could convince me otherwise now.
Well, give me an example. I mean, has there been a time that you were kind of fearful that, out of money, what am I going to do now?
Oh, yeah. We've been there, done that. I'll give you a couple of examples. With one example, you know, we were driving down the southwest, and we spent a couple of months on one of the Lakota reservations in South Dakota. You know, Christian's been going there for many years, and we had a wonderful time up there, and we were driving down through the southwest, and we'd hired a car, and I had an aunt and uncle in Phoenix, and, you know, we were at one of our points of the bank account was going down really fast. And we thought, oh, gosh, you know, how on earth are we going to keep doing this? Because, of course, to hire a car, you know, it costs about $1,000 US a month.
Yeah.
And we got to our aunt and uncle's in Phoenix, and all of a sudden the rental car just had a tizzy. Like, there was this huge electrical problem, and we weren't able to drive it anymore safely. The indicator lights didn't work, so we called our rental people in South Dakota, and they said, look, you're going to have to drive this car back. And we didn't really even have a moment of thinking, oh no, we just thought, okay, there must be a reason. And within, like, literally a few minutes, my uncle said, look, I have a car that I haven't driven for 1 year, because he's not in very good health and he's scared to drive at the moment. He said, take my car. He said, take it for as long as you need it. I'm not using it. I want someone to use it. All of a sudden, we found ourselves driving back, you know, to South Dakota with the rental car that we dropped off and a car that we were able to use for the next few months. So, such kindness. And funnily enough, it rerouted our trip, because we were going to go up the west coast into Canada and back to South Dakota. And this just meant that we did the trip the other way around. We went into Canada first and down the west coast. But you know what? Again, it was like the universe was looking after us, because we got the most beautiful weather. And when we realized that if we had done it the other way, we would have come across blizzards and snowstorms, whereas this way we sort of went down into warmer weather and ended in Phoenix. And it was just amazing how it all worked out. And another example quickly is just before Christmas, you know, we literally booked a one-way ticket to Chile, and we only had a few hundred dollars left. And, you know, we wrote down all the things that we needed money for and ended up getting a completely unexpected Christmas financial gift that we just weren't expecting, nor had we told anyone our financial situation. Likewise, we were down in Chile and, oh gosh, Jules, my bank account got down to like, you know, I opened it one morning, it was like $5. and we just prayed and bang. The next day I had, you know, 4 soul sessions in my inbox. My sisters had decided just randomly to, for whatever reason, to, you know, pop $50 into my account. And it's just amazing how things happen and it just keeps happening.
So did you ever lose the trust that you would be okay?
I don't think we ever lost the trust, but we certainly had moments of, you know, like the first time that we opened our bank account and found a very, very low figure in there, and I remember it very clearly, and it was one night, and it was in somewhere in California, and we were just about to hit Big Sur. And we opened our bank account and we're just shocked at what was there. Not that much at all, you know, a couple of hundred dollars. And, you know, we both had this feeling of, oh my gosh, you know, what are we going to do? And we looked at each other and we decided, well, now this is our moment. What we either put our complete 100% trust in what we are believing, or we decide to pack up and go home. And packing up and going home did not feel right at all in any way, shape or form in our bodies. And that one thing I want to tell people listening is you have to listen to that, because it's like one message that I've received over and over again is our intuitive knowing is so much more real than any figure in our bank account. And people say, oh, but you have to live in the real world. And my question to them is, well, it is really, we're moving into a time now where we're changing what we think is the real world. You know, what we think is real, actually. What we think is more real than the 3D-ness of the current bank account statement, because that can change within seconds, and it will, and it does. And so in that moment, really, we just committed to believing and trusting, and the very next day, we were driving along Big Sur and we stopped the car and we did a little ceremony with our journals on the cliff and we just made a statement and we said to our higher self and we said to Source, to the universe, to God, whatever you want to call it, we said, we surrender it all to you. We trust you and we are going to stop fighting with you, because I realized, wow, any time that I was in doubt or fear or worry, I was fighting with this beautiful source, higher self energy that is me, that is saying, come on, this way, trust me, trust me, trust me. And I was, you know, it gets really physically and emotionally draining to keep fighting that. So in that moment, we both decided, you know what, we're going to stop fighting our own self. We're going to stop fighting our own evolution. And we sort of fired, I guess, worry and fear and doubt from our emotional bodies.
Yeah.
And from that moment, really, we just keep trusting, because we've had so much evidence that we will always be looked after that it's almost ridiculous to worry now. It's like we know that is such a waste of energy. So we spend all of our energy trusting now.
Wow. Well, you know, it seems like that couple of instances of the fear that you received might have been the motivation to get you into another mindset. Is that a possibility?
Yes. Totally. Absolutely, yes.
So the fear that you felt wasn't absolutely negative. It's just something that you knew that you couldn't stay into.
Yes, totally. And I even, you know, thanked fear And, you know, at the end, I remember I wrote a little piece afterward, and I made a little joke that even fear is our friend, because I think fear is there, and fear doesn't want you to be stuck in fear. I think fear is our friend, you know, secretly saying, come on, I'm here, so that you just snap out of it. And as soon as you face fear and say, you know what, fear, I am kind of scared, but I'm going to keep moving through this and get to the other side of and get to the top of the mountain. I have a feeling that fear sort of stands there almost like a proud parent saying, yes, you did it. I think at the end of the day, fear's even on our side, gunning for us, you know.
Wow. What an important lesson for us all to hear in these times of uncertainty, that we really don't have to worry. We just need to trust that everything will be okay. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. And I know, you know, people are going through a lot of uncertainty, and, you know, you only have to, I was going to say you only have to turn on the news, but you don't even have to turn on the news these days. It's happening in everybody's home, and a lot of people are facing uncertainty. And my words to them is truly, if you can, this is the irony, when you are in that space of fear and doubt and worry, it's like you're turned away from your own life source energy, and the help that you need finds it really hard to get to you. So it's like that thing of, well, what came first, the chicken or the egg? You know, people say, well, I need money. But as soon as you almost surrender and trust and say, okay, I just trust it will come, bang, it comes. So if you can find a way to get yourself into a good feeling space, a trusting space, that opens up a little window where that which you need can come to you, can connect to you.
That is so good. That is so good. So let's talk, because your book goes hand in hand with what you just said just now. Because you are also known as a reality visionary, and this is what the new chapter, a new chapter, is all about. It's a new chapter, really, of a new way of living. So talk to us a little bit about why, what motivated you to write this book?
Well, pretty much, I mean, my whole life, ever since I was a very, very, very little girl, I can't remember not knowing this or not believing it. When I was a very little girl, I remember being so confused by the reality that I saw around me, because I always had visions of this world where, you know, everybody was living in harmony with each other, everybody was doing what they loved, you know, people respected the environment, and it was just such a different world to the world that I saw around me, and I just didn't understand. I felt like a stranger on planet Earth for such a long time. And you know, for a long time, I didn't know, you know, well, what are these visions? What am I supposed to do with them? And obviously, as time went on and as I moved into sort of around age 19, 20, a lot of my awakening, happened on a larger level. And I realized the visions that I'm being shown, we are here to create that reality this lifetime. And for a long time, a lot of people would sort of laugh at me and say, oh, I don't think so, not in our lifetime. And I always said to them with such conviction, and I can't explain where I got this conviction other than it's always been within me. I said, no, it has to be in this lifetime, because I always saw a fork in the road. And I said, if we keep going the way we have been, we're kind of going to get to a brick wall and kind of crash as a planet. And we will have no choice but to change. It's like change or kind of crash into a brick wall. And everybody's seeing that now with what is happening on Wall Street with the economy, what is happening with climate change, what is happening with the weather. People are really seeing, wow, we have to change the way that we have been living, the way we've been treating each other, the way we've been, you know, basing our economic systems, the way that we've been treating Mother Earth. We have to change or things are not going to look good. And I believe in humanity. It is the people. People are waking up and people are demanding the change, and that's why we're going to change. And I believe 1,000% that on the higher levels, we have all decided collectively we're not going to
you know, crash into a brick wall? I don't think so. You know, we've been living this life for thousands of years to crash into a brick wall. I believe we have chosen the train track of change, and we are going to create a new earth and a new reality. And we've already started. You can see that. We have already started.
We have already started. And would you say that the people who are experiencing the most pain of it all is that they're not able, or that they're not awakening as fast as perhaps the others? Do you see that the pain could be related to awakening or not awakening?
I think what pain is I guess pain, resistance, and it's fear. It's all those things we were talking about earlier in the show. It's
uh-huh.
fear, and it's doubt, and it's worry, and it's believing that you know. I guess it's believing in, you know, the crash that we are seeing, that is it, that's the end. And, you know, we weren't taught at school, you know, about the changing times. You know, I was just very blessed, I guess, that I just always had this knowing in me. And that's why I wrote this book, because I just knew inside, and my guides told me, you know, during these changing times, people are going to be scared, and they are going to think, oh my gosh, you know, everything's coming to an end and the world's going to end. And my guides wanted me to write this book almost sort of as a bit of a guidebook for people to give them the bigger picture and say, no, it is not that the world is ending. It is just ending the way that we know it. And the analogy that I often use, it's like whenever you want to do a renovation, always there has to be a period of mess and chaos as one building falls and another one is built. Or even when you're cleaning your own attic or your basement or going through a refurbishment in your own home, or of course there's going to be a bit of dust and chaos as the old is cleared away, but it is for the greater purpose of something new, something fresh, something clean, something of a higher vibration coming to be in its place. And you know, people aren't scared of dust when they clean their house because they know, well, this dust has to happen so I can have a new, clean, refurbished house. And likewise, I wrote the book so that people aren't scared of the dust and the chaos that they are seeing in the world around them right now, so that they know this is just a very natural part of our process, of our transition. And, you know, the Mayan calendar and the 2012 prophecies all speak about these times and you know, I've met the Mayan elders, and they really want to get the message out there. They never said it's the end of the world. They are reiterating it's just the end of the world as we know it. It's just time for a new page, a new chapter. And I called the book A New Chapter because, of course, we're entering a new chapter, but also so that everyone knows we are all a page in that new chapter. We all have a part to play. And, you know, our new chapter is going to be the best of all of us. You know, just be the best page that you can be, and our new chapter is going to take care of itself, and it's going to be wonderful.
So what is your advice for people? You know, we know that we have this collective consciousness, and a lot of that collective consciousness does have this fear. Now, we can use that as motivation, but what do you suggest for the mass consciousness? What is the attitude that we need to take? Go ahead.
Yeah. I think sort of number one that comes to mind is change your perspective on how you're looking at what you're looking at. And, you know, for example, you know, when you see something collapsing like the economy, don't go into fear of, oh my gosh, you know, that's the end of all of us. But look at it as potentially, wow, you know, this could be, you know, our economic system was kind of built on something that maybe was, you know, not so good or not as strong as it could be or not as ethical as it could be. And this is going to create such a transformation in our economic system, because money in and of itself is not a bad thing. Maybe the way that some people were using it was not so great. So great, wonderful. It's a time of transformation. Likewise, a lot of people are going through very significant changes in jobs and relationships and, you know, geographical moves and stuff. So again, I would suggests to perhaps change your perspective on these things and not look at them as, you know, negative endings or negative transformations, but rather look at it with the possibility that whatever is happening in your life right now is happening because it is trying to trigger a positive transformation in your life. If a marriage is ending, for example, if you really look at it, it could well be that both of you have soulmates that are more perfect and more right for you down the road. Yeah, and likewise with job changes. A lot of us, you know, are holding on for dear life to jobs that maybe, you know, are no longer what truly our heart wants to do. And it is, you know, a job loss that triggers us into our true calling, into our true passion.
And maybe that house that you are going to lose, maybe that's a release of the burden so that you can start experiencing freedom.
Oh, Jules, I agree with you so much. That is so true. When everybody started losing their homes and people going through foreclosures, and you know, I write a little monthly vision every month, and I always ask the guides, you know, to focus on what's kind of happening right now in the world and to help people get some clarity and guidance, you know. And I said to the guides, well, is this fair? You know, is this fair that the main, you know, average Mr. and Mrs. Smith are going through such a hard time just because maybe some people on Wall Street or some bank people weren't ethical? And the guy said, oh, you know, they laughed at me because they said, that's from your perspective. From our perspective, they're being freed. They're being liberated. You know, they think it's sort of crazy. Why are we killing ourselves trying to pay a mortgage every month and not seeing our families and working 16-hour shifts when, wow, you know, we might receive an opportunity to be freed and all of a sudden have such a greater experience of life. So much more fulfillment, more time with family, you know, more income to go spend doing the things that really, really, really matter. Because I think, you know, at the end of the day and at the end of our life, no one's going to ask, well, how many houses did you own?
Yeah.
No, they're going to say, how much fun did you have? Did you enjoy your life? How much time did you spend with your loved ones? Who did you love? Who loved you? What was your most joyful experience? That's what matters.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of a poem that I have on my wall here. It says, 100 years from now, it will not matter what kind of car I drove or what kind of house I lived in or how much money I had in my bank account, nor what my clothes looked like, but the world may be a better place because I was important in the life of a child. So maybe that just kind of brings it all down to perspective here.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's really good. You know, I have got people, I mean, this switchboard is going crazy. Donna, would you mind taking a call or two or three?
No, please, I'd love to.
Oh, fabulous. I've got a call here from area code 718768. Hi, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, and you are?
Stefania.
Hi, Stefania.
Hi.
You have a question for Donna.
I don't know. I don't have a specific question. I'm not really sure how this works. I'm new to this. So maybe you can tell me what I should ask or
Okay. Well, hi, Stefania.
Hi. How are you? Is it Dana?
Oh, good. Thanks. It's Dana. It's Dana. Stefania, as soon as, you know, I heard your voice, I'm tuning into your energy. The first thing that they're showing me is your beautiful heart chakra, and they're showing me the front and back of that heart chakra. Now, the front is our giving, and the back is our receiving. And quite often in life, you know, too often, either we're really, really good at giving but not so good at receiving, or the other way around.
Yeah.
And they're showing me that at this moment in your life, what's happening right now is all about that, you learning the balance between giving and receiving, because it feels like you've been one way or the other too much, and it feels like you're now going to be letting in more of, and when I talk about the heart chakra, we often talk about love, But it's everything, really, because love is, of course, you know, to do with our relationships. But because all energy is love, it's to do with your finances, it's to do with your life path, it's to do with your work. And now, just let me just hang on a second, because they're just showing me, it's like you had a little bit of a wall up, I guess I could say, mm-hmm. around that heart chakra energy.
Yeah.
And it's like they're telling me that you weren't allowing yourself to receive all that you deserve or are worth. Do you resonate with this?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and they're just saying what's happening now in your life is, well, a lot of things have happened because it's time for that wall to come down, and it's like you've got some hardcore guides around you, and they're saying enough, Stefania, enough of not letting yourself receive anymore what you are worth and what you deserve. So it's like as I'm looking down the tunnel of 2009 for you, it's like you are raising the bar, you know, in terms of everything, in terms of what you are willing now to accept in relationship, what you are willing now to accept with your work, how you are treated, what you are willing to, you know, accept even with your income, finances. It's like there's this, you know, whole new Stefania in town, and it's like, no, I am not accepting that anymore. What you have accepted before, it's like I'm now accepting this and this and this and all taken, you know, come this way. And if you can't, you know, if you can't afford me, sorry. and that goes for all areas of your life. And oh my gosh, so loudly they are saying, do not settle anymore for any less than the top rung of what you're worth, because everything that you want, that you vision, you know, the right relationship, the right job, the right income, that is all there for you. But it's almost like you're the one that has to say, right, you know what, I'm going to go up and I'm going to sit on the 10th rung of the ladder, and mm-hmm. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to wait for that which I know I deserve to come to me, because before you've kind of, you know, gone down a bit to the maybe, you know, 6th or 7th level of the ladder and accepted mm-hmm. that, and it's like, no more.
Wow.
Does that make sense to you?
What was that?
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, it really does. And I'm feeling it. I'm feeling what you're saying a lot. And I'm also feeling at the moment a lot of turmoil inside. I feel like there's this struggle inside me, like a wrestling match. I wonder if you have any advice for that.
Yeah, well, I think the wrestling match that is going on inside you is, you know, there is your sort of, you know, your true, what I call your true self, although you can replace that with, you know, your essence, your soul, your higher self. And I'm telling you, Stefania, she's there and she's like she's in this penthouse, and she's saying, look, and she's showing me this view, and she's saying, this is what I came here to experience. And she's kind of looking at you and let's, I don't like to say, you know, lower self. It's more the part of you that's scared, or the part of you that's maybe in doubt, or the part of you that's maybe not so sure. She's looking at you, and she's, you know, she's talking to me right now saying, gosh, you know, Stefania's kind of been going up and down, you know, she's sometimes on the 3rd floor and on the 6th floor, and she wants to get on the 10th floor, but it's like you're kind of scared of, well, what if I let go of this and I end up with nothing? Or what if, you know, and... So this turmoil is, you know, do I let go of what I have, even if it's not exactly what I want, or do I just go for the golden ring? Do I just go for it? And your higher self is here loud and clear to say, go for it. You get up there on the 10th floor of your building, and everything that you want is up there. So, you know, was there something specific that you're wrestling with that you want to share today, or that pretty... Does that answer your question?
I think what feels like a big obstacle is my health. It's sort of like a paradox, though. I feel like, okay, I have to get my vibration up so my health can get better, but then I feel like I can't get my vibration up because my health is so bad. So it's kind of like a cycle I'm in, and I get my vibration up a little bit, and then something else happens, and I fall back down again. So it's definitely up and down a lot. I'm noticing that a lot.
Yeah. I think that you're really being called and challenged right now to keep keep that vibration high, because it's this up and down, it's this up and down, because they're showing me, you know, there's the Stefania that's hanging out on the 10th floor, and there's the one that she goes down to the 6th, and then she goes down, runs down to the 3rd, and then it's like, no, I don't like it up here, I'll run back up to the 6th, you know, and just running up and down stairs, and you know, you're out of breath.
Yeah.
And so as much, I would suggest having something physical or tangible that you can actually look at or read every single night to keep you in the zone. So, for example, they're showing me for you, it's like get out your journal and write down your vision of how you would like your life to look like, let's say, come the end of 2009. So write your journal from the perspective, it's the end of 2009, and it's like, well, this is how I see myself. I want to be in perfect health, and I want a relationship that looks like this, and I want to feel like this, and I want to, with you, I'm getting, it's more the inner stuff than outer stuff. It's more the feeling. I want to feel joy more of the time. I want to feel healthy more of the time. I want to feel, you know, strong more of the time. Write down everything, you know, it's as if you're writing your little New Year's Eve 2009 going into 2010. Write down how you see yourself and your life on that night, on December 31, 2009, and write it down and be very clear, and every day or every night this year, read that, because that's kind of your little mission statement to yourself. And we all have moments where, you know, we get a little bit up and we get a little bit down, but they're showing you this can serve as your anchor to keep you on track and to keep your energy focused on that. On that's what I want, that's where I'm going, that's where I'm heading.
Great. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Oh, boy,
that's good. Okay, does that answer everything for you, Stefania?
No, but it's great. It's a fabulous
part.
I want to let somebody else go.
Yeah, we've got a ton of them here. So thank you so much for calling. Let's go to area code 541-461. Are you there?
I am.
Oh, great. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Scott.
Hi, Scott. How are you? Okay.
Hi, Jules. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hi, Scott.
It's funny because you sound like, I know you're a long ways away. It sounds like you're in a tin can.
In Peru.
Exactly.
That's a big can. It's a big can.
Which is just beautiful. I was on Google Earth a little while ago looking at that area. Hey, how about Extreme? What's the Extreme Makeover? Isn't that show? Let's call it Extreme Makeover Earth Edition.
I haven't seen Is that for real?
No, I just made that up because she was talking about all the stuff we're going through. It sounds like Extreme Makeover Earth Edition.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
I'll give you a quick a question, and then you can go for it. I'm in the middle of a move. I've left one job and moving to a different job, although the type of job is the same. I'm moving back home I left about 6 months ago to work on a job. I'm going back. My whole life has changed literally 6 months ago. I'm now manifesting things at a much quicker rate. I need to know if this guy is going to take me on or if I need to just move on and not go with him, because I have a nonprofit that I'm putting together as well. So I need to get this job together just to basically have a paycheck and kind of create some stability while I'm working on this nonprofit that I'm putting together right now. So, I don't know. What do you see?
Okay. Well, while you were speaking, they keep highlighting your throat chakra to me. So, what is it? It feels like there's something that you, I don't know if there's something that you need to be saying or something that you need to be more vocal about, or they keep showing me you stepping up into a more leadership position. So, it's almost like you... they're wanting you to say, this is what I want. Does that make sense to your current situation?
Yes, it does.
Situation?
Yeah, I'm not ready yet to do that.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's no problem. But that's just what they're showing me, because they're showing me that you happen to be, and this is no judgment on anybody, but you happen to be at a kind of a more higher vibration than the person or people that you're dealing with, and you know very, very clearly what it is that you are wanting from this, what the outcome that you want from it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that kind of like you're the visionary, you're the leader, but part of you is almost looking to the other person for you know, what's the next step, or I don't know, you know, for the go-ahead or for approval or whatever. But they're saying, actually, funnily enough, the second that you open your voice and your mouth, you've actually got some really, really strong, solid ideas of what you see for the direction forward. Does this make sense to you?
It makes total sense. The problem I have, this is not really a problem because I don't think that way anymore. I've released basically all that old thought and moving into new thought. But I guess I'll use the word as, say, a challenge. The challenge would be right now for me. I know the direction I want to go, and I know what my life's work is. I also know, I don't know if you feel this, but I feel that there's a partner, a woman, very close to coming into my life, and I'm not exactly, I know this, but I've kind of dropped it and said, okay, I'm just going to let it happen instead of looking for her, which I did for a while. I know she's coming. She, I think, will be an integral part in this, but the whole job thing has got me a little freaked because, well, you know, you got bills and you got this and you got that, and it's that whole fear-based thing, which I hate doing because it involves your ego. And once your ego gets involved, then everything screws up. So it's like I'm trying to not use that and release that and just go in to this guy's office. He's very conservative, and I know him, and he's a sweetheart of a guy. I mean, it's all organics and it's all good food that he deals with, but he's a conservative guy. So I need to go in there. I need to find out, like, how do I approach this guy to get this job, even though I may only work for him for maybe a year or so. But I still want to do it, and it would be a good contract between both of us because it would be beneficial for both of us if I worked for him. But I need to know, how do I approach this guy, because I'm way past what he's doing on the level that he's doing, because he still lives with somewhat of a fear base because he's conservative, so he's in more of a fear-based reality in how he works because he runs a business and there's costs and gas and all this stuff involved. And I understand that, but he's not open to new ideas. This I already know because I know who the guy is. How do I go in there with the attitude that I have now, or should I just not even bother and just skip it entirely and go somewhere else? I mean, that's kind of like where I am right now. Yes?
Yeah. No. I don't mean to skip it entirely. No. It's just an Australian thing to say. Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying.
Okay.
They are not showing me to close the door on this guy because there's something here. Yeah, there is something here that, because they're showing me, you know, a vision of you, you know, in his office and discussing things with him.
Cool.
And they're saying, really, give it all you got, because they keep showing me, again, as well as your throat chakra, your heart, the pathway that is connected between the two. And that is so open in you, my gosh. And that is why, you know, this lady's going to be coming and everything's going to be coming for you, because that is when your heart and your throat connect, magic happens, because that is your true self and your true essence being allowed to express itself. And they're saying this guy is actually a wee bit more open than you think he is, because on the surface he certainly does seem a little bit old school, right? But they are showing me also at the end of the day, he wants his business to work. And if you he comes in on that level. And if you come in with, you know, very, you know, with humility, you know, with humility and in a very grounded way, and say, look, I've kind of been thinking about these things and I've got these ideas, and, you know, could I just run them by you? If he sees that it's a way that it's going to expand his business in any way,
Do you see anything? Thank you so much, Donna. I agree with you already on that. I kind of thought you were going to do that anyway. So, do you see anything on this woman that's coming into my life? I really feel this.
They're saying, do not worry about that whatsoever, because your whole path is just going whooshka toward who you are, toward what you're meant to be doing. It's like everything that sort of just wasn't you anymore collapsed. in the recent months, but that's a good thing, and you know that that's a good thing. But I feel a lot of people, and I'm speaking, I want to speak to a lot of people within this one phone conversation for 1 minute. A lot of people are being connected with their right partners right now, with their right soulmates, and we are being connected for the purposes, not just, you know, not just to be in a relationship or a marriage, or it's not just about love, it is about more than that. It's about doing our purpose together and helping each other do our purpose. And when I see you connected with this lady, that is the energy that I feel. And for some reason they keep showing me her as, and it's not necessarily that she's got red hair, but she's got that very fire sign kind of energy in that, yes, there's a lot of water around her, like she's very in touch with her emotions and she's very spiritual, but she's not at all flaky. She's a very get-up-and-go kind of lady. I really like her. She's got a lot of chutzpah, and I think she will really encourage you in your dreams where, you know, if you turn around and say, look, I have this dream and I want to do this, and it's this massive, amazing, crazy out there project, she will be there to say to you, Great. She'll be out with the pad and the paper and say, okay, well, how would we do it? You know,
awesome.
How are we going to do this?
Exactly what I
need.
You're
going to need this.
That's it, because this nonprofit involves flying all over the place and giving things to children. So she has to be able to jump on a plane at a moment's notice and let's go. So.
Yes, she's very zappy. She's very organized because she's so, I love her because you're, you know, the dreamer and you're like, okay, I want to fly on a plane and give these things to children. She's more like, she'll get out the pad and the paper and she'll say, right, well, what do we need? We need a plane. We need a pilot. We need to be pretty. she's very grounded in that way, but she's also got that fire. She's got such a good balance, actually, of fire, air, water, energy.
Cool.
Of like, she will not squash your dreams at all, and I think that's been a bit of an issue in the past. And
she will not squash your dreams at all.
She's there to help you fly, and you know you're there to help her too, because you've got a very beautiful, beautiful heart and soul and spirit, and she needs that. You know, she needs you as much as you need her, and don't even worry about how you're going to meet her. Boy, do the guides have all of that covered for everyone. They're showing me like a magnetic thing. It will just be right time, right place. You'll end up in the same place, same time. Bang.
Well, I had a dream about 2 weeks ago, and it was somebody speaking to me, and I don't remember if it was male or female, but it had a female voice, and she said very loudly to me, it was really kind of funny, she said, where in the hell have you been?
Yeah.
That's all she said. She says, where the hell have you been? And it was just so, I don't know. So, you guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and she's not far away at all.
I love you both.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, let's go to, that's cute. You know, just a couple of things of what you said, because they were so good. I like the fact that whoever you're finding right now for a relationship is the person that you will need to help you do your life's mission. I think that is a really neat thing that I've never heard before, so I love that. And I also was thinking, you know, when you were talking about the fact that, you know, you continue to go in, I find when I am negotiating or just talking to somebody about an opportunity, I find out more information, regardless if they come with me or not, more information for me on my journey. So it's like a win-win just by me taking the time and talking with them. I gain all of this other information that I would not have had otherwise. So it always works to connect to other people. So, I mean, I thought you were excellent on that. Let's go to another wonderful person at the 940 area code. 940, well, it would help if I unmute them. There we are, 940-232, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wonderful. And your name?
My name's Georgie.
Hi, Georgie.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Donna?
Yes, I do. This may sound weird, but I don't know how to put this into words. It seems like every night when I go to bed, I go somewhere. Or I have, like, different energy, like I'm a different energy running like I concentrate on trying to heal my body because, like the other lady, I have a lot of physical problems, and it seems like I'm shocked in the morning because I'm not healthy, but at night it seems like I'm helping people in my dreams, like cross over, or
yep.
I'm with people of my family that have already been, and it's the past couple weeks it's like nonstop, and I'm wondering if there's something I can do or see that. Like if you see something I don't. Pardon?
Firstly, Georgie, that's a really beautiful, beautiful thing that's happening to you, and your energy is, they're showing me so, the word sensitive comes to mind firstly, but all that sensitive means is, you know, very much connected to the higher realms, and quite often our higher self, you know, she has a life of her own that is way sometimes beyond our conscious knowing. So the things that you're feeling that are happening, they are true and they are real. And it is, you know, you are doing that work at night. You are helping people. You are going over and crossing over, you know, on the other side. And they're showing me also doing a lot of counseling work. Now, they also are saying, this energy is going to start trickling through into your daily life as well, because it feels like you are going to be helping people more on the physical planes as well. However, first, before you go into that on a more wider scale, we need to sort out these physical health issues, because part of the physical health issues is to do with the fact that you are so open and you have such a high vibration, but you haven't realized it because, of course, maybe no one told you or no one taught you. And what is happening, Georgie, as you're walking around out there on a day-to-day basis, you are sucking in so many other people's stuff, emotional stuff, physical stuff. You might be walking down the road, you might be in the mall, and if someone had a bad day that day, or if someone's going through a physical health issue, it's almost like you've got a sign around you saying, "Hi, I'm a healer sponge. I'll suck it up for you." You know, and that can't work. That can't be anymore, because that's sort of draining your energy in not a great way. So what we need to do is, firstly, with your permission, I'd like to ask your guides and angels to be here now. Do I have your permission just to do some healing work on you?
Pardon me, my phone's kind of echoey. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, your guides and angels.
I have permission to work, to do some healing work with your guides.
Energy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because your guides and angels are here, and it's almost like they're showing me your energy like a sponge, and it has absorbed so much stuff. So just with your permission, your guides and angels would like to just be around you now, and we'll just ask to clear all of that, so that any energy that you are carrying in and around you, whether it's in your cells, whether it's in your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual bodies, we are just going to ask that be removed from you, and we ask that it be taken to a good place, to be, you know, sent back to where it came from, or to be sent back to the universal energy to be used in a good way. And I'm going to also ask that any energy that belongs to you returns to you, because there's an exchange that's been happening where you're kind of taking on everyone else's stuff, and little bits of your sort of light and energy and health are going out to help others. And it's all coming from a very good space and intention, but the end result is that physically you feel drained and exhausted. So we're just going to ask that you're 100%, is it Georgie or Georgia?
It's Georgiana, actually.
You're 100% Georgiana, nothing more, nothing less. Anything that doesn't belong to you is sent back to wherever it needs to go. Everything that is yours comes to you. I would highly recommend that you really start working with this energy of yours and ability of yours, even if it's just 10 or 15 minutes of conscious meditation a day, just to start strengthening your energy. They're also saying that in combination with everything that's going on, your worth, your belief in yourself is up for a huge transformation, and that will help with all of this that's going on.
Okay. Is that why I feel like I just sort of feel like I don't fit into my body? It's like I tell my husband I just feel too big. That's why, because I'm soaking up everybody else's energies.
Well, it's partly, I think it's two things. It's partly that you're soaking up everyone else's energy, but also you are bigger than you think you are, or you are bigger than you have been led to believe you are. You've actually got a really profound healing energy, psychic ability, counseling ability. Those areas are your forte. You probably find yourself doing that quite naturally, just, you know, with your friends, your family, your colleagues. Whenever anyone needs some help, they come to you, you know. That is very much the area that your guides want you to be moving into this area of however you choose to do it, whatever healing modality, whatever, be it counseling, be it sessions, be it healing work. I strongly recommend that you move into that, and if you haven't already, go and maybe do a course or two to get some structure happening around your healing abilities, because the reason you sort of feel like you're not sitting in your body right now is your abilities and your energies are huge, but they're kind of not being used and utilized in the best possible way. So it's almost like you need to ground them and anchor them and use them. And something like look around your local area, whether it's a Reiki course workshop, which would be fantastic to help you use those energies, or some kind of, you know, 6, 7, 12 week course on how to use your channeling healing energies, because they need to start getting an outlet, because at the moment they're sort of just hanging around you trying to find a way to be used. And that's why this happens in shopping centres, because you're such a natural healer, it's sort of just happening because it wants to happen. But if you can do it in a more structured way, it won't happen subconsciously as much, in a way that you don't feel like you have any control over it. It's like you need to start grabbing the reins of your healing abilities so that you can direct them now in a better fashion. Does that make sense?
Right, instead of just thinking about a million things, try to direct it. Is that what you're saying? Try to find a way to direct it, the energy that I'm feeling?
Try to find a... Well, firstly, with Jules, yes? Are we running out of time?
We are running out of time, and then I've got an urgent call that we need to get to. If you wouldn't mind staying past the end of the show, where we'll still be
sure.
Recording, if that's at all possible?
That's fine, yes.
Okay. So you could go ahead and finish with this one call, and then we'll go on to the next.
Yeah. So what I just mean by directing it is definitely sitting down for 10 to 15 minutes of a day and doing your meditation, just to start connecting with the energy, because it's like at the moment it's like almost a separate entity to you. But your guides want you to know this is you. This is you. It's not separate to you.
Okay. I can't begin to thank you enough, because I sort of thought I was being a little flippy, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
First, okay. Well, thank you so much. Let me just say before, because we've got less than a minute, Donna, please give your website out that people can go to it and they can actually arrange a reading directly with you. What is your website address, please?
Yeah, my website address is danamerkich.com, and I'll spell that for people. It's D-A-N-A, M for Mary, R for Robert, kich.com, danamerkich.com. Now, I also have the website visioningthedreamawake.com, which automatically goes to that website, visioningthedreamawake.com. So that goes to danamerkich.com as well. And you can book a soul session there. I do them by email, as in I just basically type for an hour. Everything that you've just heard here, it just comes out of my fingers, and I type for about an hour and send it to you, and then people are more than welcome to reply, and we do a little dialogue and get all the questions answered that way.
Okay, wonderful. Great. Okay, now the show has stopped streaming live, but we're still being recorded because it will be heard on the archives. But we do have an urgent call, and it's from area code 305, if I can unmute it here. There we are. 305, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me well?
Yes, and you're the urgent one, right?
Yes, I'm Excelsior.
Oh, hi. Yeah. How are you?
Hi.
Great. Go
hi,
right ahead.
Donna.
Hi, Excelsior.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to get straight to the point because it is a very urgent and could be tragic. Last June, a woman who lives in my building, who had been, you know, slandering me, defaming me, and et cetera, when she saw me in the elevator, she hit me in the face and pushed me. This is an old woman who tries to appear very young, and she's in her 80s. When she hit me in the face with my right hand, I pushed her away, and she fell on the ground. There was a man out there who did not see it, and he said that I hit her. I called the police. I went downstairs. The police came. I spoke to them, and then I was the one arrested. And I'm going to be facing trial in a couple months. I did nothing wrong. The next day I went to the hospital to show my injuries in my mouth. And there has been no progress in this. Everybody is inattentive to everything that is shown, including a letter from an attorney 2 months prior saying,